Welcome in. This is the break phrasing for drops masterclass, with that proper old school DNB and jungle vibe, intermediate level, and we're staying stuck inside Ableton. Here's the mindset for today. Classic drops feel inevitable, not because there's a million edits but because the break is telling a story in tiny chapters. Four bars to set it up, four bars to answer, four bars to intensify, and four bars to pay it off with a signature move. Our goal is to make your drop feel like it's pulling the listener forward the whole time, without turning the break into random chop salad. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drop at around 172 BPM, built from a sliced break and a drum rack, with A&B variations, fills at bar 8 and bar 16, and a crunchy parallel bus for that dusty jungle bark. And I'm going to keep reminding you of the most important rule: landmarks over loops. Decide what must stay consistent, and let everything else mutate around it. Alright, step 0, quick session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for old school roll. Go into arrangement view and make a 16-bar loop brace. And set global quantization to 1 bar if it isn't already. That way, when you're jumping around and duplicating clips, you don't accidentally create little timing disasters. Now step 1. Load and slice your break properly. This is the foundation, so don't rush it. Drag your break onto an audio track. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve to transient. Transient loop mode to forward. This keeps the hits punchy and makes slicing behave. Now right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Tick slice to drum rack, and slice by transient. Most classic breaks like Amen, Think, Hot Pants, transient slicing just works. Rename that new track break main. Do it now. When the set gets bigger, name Save Your Brain. Cool. You now have a drum rack full of slices. But before we write patterns, we need the old school cut behavior. Step 2. Show groups. A lot of jungle edits sound tight because tails get cut. Open hats, rides, little roomy splashes. If those ring over each other at 172, your groove turns to foam. So in your drum rack, find the tail Y slices, open hats, rides, any noisy room hits. Put them into the same choke group, like choke group 1. Then decide which snares you want to ring. If there's a key snare hit that should breathe, don't choke it or put it in a different group. This one move makes your fills way cleaner later, because the reverb and tails won't smear across the downbeat. Now step 3. Write your core 2-bar sentence. This is your groove identity. Create a MIDI clip on break main that's exactly 2 bars. And here's the discipline. Draw in the spine first. Keep the recognizable snare placements consistent. Don't try to impress yourself with edits yet. Just make it groove. Start on a 1/16 grid. That's fine. We'll humanize later with groove or micro nudges. And use fold in the MIDI editor so you only see notes you're actually using. It keeps you focused and makes building fast. Teacher note, if your 2-bar loop doesn't already feel like DNB on its own, don't solve that by adding extra percussion. Solve it by choosing better slices, better placements, and better dynamics. Jungle is often surprisingly minimal in the core pattern. The excitement comes from phrasing across time. Alright, step 4. Build the 16-bar story arc. Duplicate your 2-bar clip until it runs for 16 bars. Now don't just start changing stuff. We're going to change intentionally in 4-bar chapters. Bars 1 to 4, establish, clean and confident. Bars 5 to 8, answer. Variation, but readable. Bars 9 to 12, intensify. More motion, a little more bite. Bars 13 to 16, signature and turnaround. The most memorable edits, then a fill that resets the listener. Now in Ableton, a practical way to handle that is to split it into 2 clips. Make one clip called Drop A for bars 1 through 8, and a second clip called Drop B for bars 9 through 16. Same DNA, different intensity. Now step 5. Call and response edits. This is the secret sauce, and it's also where people ruin it. Pick one call motif and one response motif. 1. Not 5. Motif budgeting, yeah? 2 or 3 special moves per 8 bars is plenty. Old school edits sound confident, because they're not apologizing with constant variation. A call could be a snare drag, snare, snare, ghost like a little chatter. A response could be a tom burst, a ride stab, a reversed hit, something that answers. Place those motifs in predictable landmark spots. End of bar 4 as a teaser. End of bar 8 as the chapter change. End of bar 12 to intensify. End of bar 16 as the big turnaround. In drop A, go to bar 4 beat 4 and add a small edit. Try switching your grid to 1/32 or 1/16 triplets for that jungle chatter. Keep it short. Think wink, not paragraph. In drop B, You can be slightly busier, but keep the anchor point stable. That's the discipline rule. Don't keep moving the 1 and 3-ish anchors, where the groove breathes. Change around the landmarks, not the landmarks themselves. If the main snare keeps teleporting, the dancer loses the pocket. Extra coach trick. Use contrast, not density. If you want bars 9 to 12 to feel like a lift, you don't always need more notes. Sometimes remove a hat in bar 7, then bring it back in bar 9. That reed entry reads as energy. Now step 6. Groove and swing, but without wrecking the punch. Open the groove pool. Grab an MPC-style swing or a shuffled 1/16 groove. Apply it to your MIDI clip. Start with timing around 15 to 20%. Keep velocity subtle, like 0 to 15%, and random around 2 to 6%. And remember, old school feel is stable backbeat plus loose details. So if the groove is making your main snare feel late and weak, back it off. You can also micro nudge ghost notes instead. Push ghost hits a little late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Keep the main snare stable so it still hits like a stamp. Now step 7, layering for weight, but the break stays the star. Create a new drum rock track called Drum Reinforce. Add a short, punchy kick and a tight, bright snare. Program them to reinforce the break's main hits only. You're not writing a new drum pattern, you're underlining the existing one. On that reinforced track, do a simple stock chain, EQ8 with a high pass around 30 Hz, and if it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 400. Then drum bus with drive maybe 5 to 15%, boom very cautious, like 0 to 20. Then a limiter just catching peaks, 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is reinforcement, not flattening. Now step 8, fills that pull into the next phrase. Bar 8 and bar 16. A fill isn't just more notes, it's a transition device. It should point back to bar 1 for the bar 8 fill. Keep it to half a bar, beats 3 and 4 of bar 8. Use 1 or 2 signature slices, like a snare drag and a hat burst. Then add reverb only on the fill. So make a return track called RVB Fill. Put reverb on it. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And high pass the reverb, around 300 to 600 Hz so you're not throwing low end into the wash. Then send only the fill hits to that return. Automate the send, or use clip envelopes. The point is, the drop stays punchy, but the fill blooms. For bar 16, go a little more dramatic. Add a reverse hit. You can duplicate a snare slice, reverse it, and lead into the downbeat. Add tape stop vibe if you want, a quick pitch dip in simpler, or a very short delay trick. And here's the biggest one. Leave a small gap right before bar 17. Microsilence is a weapon in fast music. Even a quarter beat of nothing can make the next downbeat feel twice as big. Optional but super effective, do a stop time moment in bar 12 or 16. Cut everything for a quarter or half beat, leave one hit with a reverb throw, then slam back in. Jungle loves that. Now step 9. Grit and glue using stock buzzes. Clean workflow. Group break main and drum reinforce into a group called drums. On the drums group, add EQ8, gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If it's harsh, tiny dip around 3 to 6 kHz, only if needed. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're gluing, not crushing. Then saturator in analog clip mode. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Optionally drum bus, but be careful. Too much crunch can smear transients and you lose that crisp break definition. Now the classic. Parallel dirt. Make a return called crunch. Put saturator with heavier drive, like 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on. Then auto filter, with a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz so the crunch is mostly mids and highs. Add redux very subtly, just a touch. Now send your breaks into crunch at a low level first, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB send. Start low, bring it up until you feel that bark, then stop before the low end gets cloudy. Key warning. Do not distort the low end in your breaks. Crunch on lows makes the mix collapse, especially once bass comes in. High pass the dirt return. Always. Now step 10. Arrangement moves that scream proper drop, without rewriting your MIDI. Automate energy in 4 bar chapters. Bar 1. Slightly cleaner. Lower crunch send. Bar 5. Add a little crunch, maybe a tiny hat layer, or just a touch more swing intensity if it works. Bar 9. Introduce a new edit motif or increase hat and ride intensity. Bar 13. Highest energy, but keep clarity. This is where people overdo it. Don't. Bar 16. Big fill. Brief gap. Reset. And here's a pro move: audition at 2 listening levels. Quiet first. If it still implies motion at low volume, your phrasing is readable. Then loud. If at loud volume the fills feel splashy or too long, tighten your choke groups or reduce the reverb send. A couple advanced variation ideas you can steal right away. Try the shadow bar technique. Choose one bar in each 4-bar block, like bar 3, 7, 11, 15. Make it slightly shadow. Remove one obvious hat. Add one or two very low velocity ghosts. Maybe shorten one snare tail using the amp envelope in Simpler. The next bar will feel like it snaps back into focus. Try micro call and response inside a bar. For example, in bar 6, on beat 2, a tiny triplet snare chatter, and on beat 4, one answer hit like a tom or ride. Keep it subtle. It should feel like the break is talking, not like it's doing a fill every 5 seconds. And a really classic one: alternate snare flavor without moving the snare. Duplicate a snare slice to a new pad. Change pitch, envelope, maybe filter. Use it only on bar 8 or bar 16. Same timing, new color. That signals form without breaking the pocket. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can catch yourself. If you're doing random edits every bar, you're killing identity. Repetition is not boring in DNB. It's hypnotic. If you have no anchor points and your main snare moves constantly, the groove stops feeling like a pocket. If you swing everything, you lose punch. Swing the ghosts. Keep the skeleton stable. If your fills don't resolve, the downbeat won't hit. Leave space and land bar 1 clean. And if your crunch is hitting the low end, your whole mix will feel smaller, not bigger. Now a quick 20-minute practice challenge you can do right after this. Slice one break to drum rack. Write a 2-bar core loop that grooves with no extra drums. Duplicate it to 16 bars. Add only one edit at bar 4, one fill at bar 8, one intensifier at bar 12, and one big turnaround at bar 16. Add groove pool swing around 15 to 20%. Add the crunch return, and automate it. Low in bars 1 to 4, higher in bars 9 to 16. Export it, then listen away from the screen. Ask yourself, does it feel like it's going somewhere every 4 bars? Final recap. Old school drops hit hardest when the break is phrased with intentional 4-bar chapters. Build a core 2-bar sentence, then create A and B variations across 16 bars. Use call and response motifs, not random edits. Use fills with space and controlled tails, reverb on a return, plus choke groups. This audio version is shortened for playback.